Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by a talented showbiz couple. Actor and writer Sue Collins, the former Nuala, who now forms half of comedy duo Dirtbirds, and her husband, actor and musician Phelim Drew. I'm going to chat to them shortly. But first, let's have a special musical performance from Phelim. This is his version of Sullivan's John, a song made famous, of course, by the Dubliners. It's taken from a streamed concert currently available as part of the Tradfest Temple Bar and St. Patrick's At Home festivals.
Sullivan's John, to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. You've gone with a taker's daughter, far along the road to Rome.
Great performance there. Sullivan's John, sung by you, Phelim Drew, with the Drew House Band. Listen, you're performing this week, Phelim, as part of a special streamed concert as part of Tradfest. Tell me a little about the show, which is a celebration, I think, of the music of your dad, Ronnie, and the Dubliners.
Yeah. Hi, Miriam. How's it going?
Great, thanks.
Yeah, we did this concert last Christmas, a year ago, in Greystones in the Whale. And we'd been doing a few gigs leading up to that. And it sort of felt like, well, right, we have the bones of a show here to take out on the road. And then the old COVID hit. So it was lovely to get a shout from Tradfest. I'd done a gig at Tradfest about 2 years ago in the Pepper Canister, which was early days. And it sold out, and it was a big success in terms of, you know, people seemed to enjoy it. So it was lovely to be asked by Tradfest to do this this series of online gigs. And that's kind of how it came about. You know, it's a show that that I hope will you know, constantly evolve, and because there's so much material to draw from.
Absolutely. And listen, if anyone listening would like to watch that concert, you know, they can get a ticket today and you can watch it at your leisure over the coming days. Just tradfest.ie for all the details. And you'd be entitled to be biased, Phelim. But what is it about the music of the Dubliners? It still makes everyone want to have a party, even in lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the honesty of the Dubliners, sort of, you know, their canon of work that they did, you know, was done with such a human touch, such is very down to earth. I think, you know, the ordinary person in the street, as it were, like you and me,
yeah.
identified with the lads in a way, you know. I mean, I always saw them as early sort of punk rockers. I was on Facebook for a couple of years there, and I sort of came off there during lockdown. I just kind of had enough of it for a while. But before I got off, I was having a kind of a bit of a conversation with this guy. He was one of Paranoid Vision. It was early Irish punks, and he was sort of saying, like, in his eyes, the lads, the Dubs, were the original punks, and I think that's why they influenced people like the Pogues and that, you know, because they had a certain, you know, they had a certain healthy disrespect for the establishment and authority, and that comes through in the music.
And as a young boy or as a teenager, did you see much of the Dubliners' live experience yourself growing up?
Ah, yeah. I mean, you know, right from as early as I can remember, my earliest memory of seeing the Dubliners was in a smoke-filled stadium on Dublin South Circular Road. Yeah, right through, like, we used to go to the concerts whenever they were in Dublin. I remember being brought up to the Embankment in Talla when I was a child. My parents wouldn't or couldn't get a babysitter. And I remember not wanting to go, but the clincher was Mick McCarthy's Chicken in the Rough, you know, the chicken in a basket. That was I was very fond of my grubs. So, but you know the way when you're a child, you don't want to do certain things, and then when you do them, you kind of really get a taste of the atmosphere, you know. And Dubliners concerts were, you know, they were always electric. You know, because you had, you know, five, you know, I know that the lineup changed over the years, but when I was a child, I suppose it was Kieran, Barney, John, Luke, and my father that made up the Dubliners. And, you know, you couldn't find five more, you know, powerful individuals. And, you know, when they came together, it was
absolutely brilliant
fireworks, you know.
Listen, Sue, your partner beside you there, just before I speak to you, one of our texters says, Miriam, before you even start talking to Sue, the Dirtbirds have been one of my best laughs during the lockdown. Please thank her. But how the hell do you manage to write and record comedy material for Dirtbirds with your partner, Sinead Colbert, when Fainham's singing and banging the guitar next door in the house?
I don't know, Miriam.
It's the other way around, Miriam.
It's hilarious here, actually, because the kids get roped into my sketches, and so does Phelan, because he'll be doing something really important. I'd say you wouldn't have half an hour just to pop in, just do a little tiny bit on a sketch, please. So it's. I was just saying to one of your researchers there yesterday that, like, there's a line that's used often in the house is, everyone quiet, we're recording. So there's always something going on. Yeah, it's not easy, but I don't know how we get it done anyway.
Oh, sure, we do our best.
And what about the Dirtbirds? I mean, if the Collins True household is getting on fine, are the girls finding lockdown tough in the Dirtbirds?
We have, you know, I'm not going to lie, it has been tough, especially when we've had to shoot sketches whilst isolating. We weren't even able to, you know, drive to each other. Well, we're not at the moment able to shoot together. So it's we're shooting in isolation, and then Rahir, Sinead's husband, who's done Trojan work with the editing and everything else, pieces it all together, and somehow it's funny, hopefully, at the end of the day. But it's business as usual in terms of the sketches. Just obviously it's a waiting game now, and we're dying to get back out. But the comments underneath all our sketches from the fans are just terrific. And I think one of the big things for us is the fact that, you know, all those, mainly women, of course, have said how much we've kept them going during the tough year that it's been. And I think, like, because we're kind of rescheduling the tour now for like the fourth, feels like the 17th time. And no one's got a refund. They've all got their tickets. It's still sold out. The gig that's been rescheduled five times is still sold out. So it's great, you know.
Which is great. And listen, Phelan, one of my listeners, Patrick, says, great to hear you, Phelan. I had the privilege to be on one of his walking tours of Richmond Barracks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So obviously he liked it very much.
Yeah, I suppose I've had to diversify in the last few years. There's been a little bit less work in the old acting sphere, and it just felt like the right time to sort of pursue other things like the music. And I went off and did a tour guiding course at Dublinia, and got my qualification, Miriam. And
well, you're obviously good at it, according to my listener.
Surprise, of course.
Yeah,
mine included.
But I was very fortunate to go and work with the wonderful people at Dublin City Council Cultural Company. And they're based at number 14 Henrietta Street, the Tenement Museum, which, if you haven't visited it, it is a stunning visitor attraction. And when things get back to normal, it's the perfect place to come for people locally. And then, of course, they've taken over Richmond Barracks, which is so steeped in the sort of, I suppose, occupation of Ireland by the British, but also around the time of 1916 and in the aftermath of the Rising. It's been a big learning curve for me, you know, because a lot of the people who work on it are all sort of like historians and, you know, but I suppose everybody who works there brings a certain skill set to the job, you know.
Sue, before I let you both go, where did you meet? Where did you meet each other? Did you fall in love with them at first sight, Sue?
We met in a pub, very original. We met actually in Fallon's pub, which is down the road from where we live. I think it was 22 years ago anyway. For me anyway.
Phelan,
you need to say the same thing now.
Oh, sure, look, I was smitten, Miriam, from the get-go. But sure, look, we're still together, aren't we, Miriam, you know?
Yeah, and four kids.
We're 20 years married now, and we've four children.
Yeah.
And a dog called Paddy to show for it all.
Well, you're an ad and a tonic to chat to both of you. You're always in great form. You can check out the Dirt Birds Facebook page for all your latest videos, Sue, and tradfest.ie for tickets to your streamed concerts. Yes, Phelan?
I just want to get in that there's a best of concert today at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And for anybody who's missed any of the concerts that they might have liked to see, they're up for like a week and stuff. So people can get on to see them.
Great. On tradfest.ie.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Phelan and Sue, thanks so much for ever as joining me. And when lockdown's over, you'll come into studio, hopefully.
thanks very much, Miriam. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Look after yourselves. We'll